What's the dumbest thing or most dangerous thing you've ever done? I one time picked a fight with a Golden Gloves boxer. Big mistake. Then there was the time I went down a hill on my skateboard at almost 60 miles an hour. No helmet, no gloves, no knee pads, no elbow pads. Just me and the board. But probably the dumbest thing I'd ever done was jumping off an 85-foot-high bridge into a river. The truth is, you do something incredibly dangerous and dumb every day, and you don't even know it. And that's, in fact, why it's so dangerous. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having a great day, great morning, great night. I don't know when you listen to the podcast, but thank you for listening. Hey, we picked up a few more listeners in the Cayman Islands. So those of you listening in the Cayman Islands, thank you so much. Appreciate you checking out the podcast. And that's what it's all about, sharing the podcast with friends, people, family. Also rating the podcast so more people can find it. Thank you again and again. Listen. Make sure you check out wellbuiltkettlebells.com. Link is in the notes. Brandon LaRue, he will do you right, man. Great, great company, and kettlebells will kick your butt. Also, if you need a website, websticks.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. His company is amazing. Check them out. Now, let's get into today, shall we? I want to talk to you about the way men live and why it's so dangerous. And no, it's not because we eat a lot of red meat and we don't get exercise and, you know, it's none of that. The truth is, it's about the things that we do. What do you mean? Well, we do things that are dangerous, or should I say this? Doing things are dangerous. I'll unpack it. Here we go. August 31st, 1988. Delta Airlines Flight 1141, scheduled for a domestic flight, taking off from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. The pilot co-pilot went through the checklist. Everything was fine. They taxied down the runway, started to take off. And lo and behold, as they tried to take up off the runway, there was not enough lift in the plane. And they realized that the flaps were not all the way down. They did not get off the ground enough. The tail started to spark and skid, lost control, and in the middle of takeoff, their right wing hit an antenna and caused it to absolutely spin, crash, and it was terrible. There were 14 people killed, 28 seriously injured. But how did this happen? Because everything was okay, right? They went through the pre-safety checklist until experts began to study this crash. They did a little investigating, and here's what they found. Even though they went through the pre-checklist for safety and all that, there was something really interesting. I'm going to read this out of the book by Jeremy Dean. Subsequently, I'm going to try to read this out of the book by Jeremy Dean. Subsequently, human interaction experts carried out interviews with pilots working at seven major U.S. carriers. They found that because of the endless repetition, pilots quickly got into the habit of running through the checklist and once practiced, did so automatically, often without really checking. Pilots reported that sometimes they only saw what they expected to see rather than what was really there. That's from Jeremy Dean's book, Making Habits, Breaking Habits. And so here's the idea. In fact, when they listened to the audio, the little black box audio, they realized that as the captain and co-captain talked back and forth, that there was no way the co-captain could have actually checked to see if those flaps were up. It's like, flaps are up. You know, kind of like that. Is it good? It's good. He didn't even have enough time to look. He just automatically, without thinking, did what he always did. He didn't have enough time to even check him. He just, boom, said it. Look, if you want to know where I'm getting to, this is the most dangerous thing we as men do. Complacency. Complacency kills more than risk. You can tweet me on that. It's legit. Complacency kills more than risk. Proverbs 1:32. I love how Solomon says it. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them. The complacency of fools destroys them. Not their bad habits, their bad choices, their risky behavior. Not their wild living, their partying, their mega sins. Their complacency. Just going through life doing the same old, same old. What about Hebrews chapter 5, 11 through 12? Because this is another kick in the gut for me. Paul says, about this we have much to say, and it's hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. Hey, this is the Apostle Paul just calling you a baby. You're a baby. Don't be a baby. You're going through the same thing again and again and again and again. You should be teaching what you're doing at work. You should be teaching after you've gone to church so many years. You should be the expert in relationships and marriage. You've been married so long. But you're not. Why? Because you just go day after day after day. The danger in your life is not from risky things you are doing. Okay, maybe there's a couple 20-year-olds out there listening and you know, you're doing some stupid stuff. So knock it off. But the rest of us, our danger is from doing the same thing again and again and again and again and again, and we begin to lose ground. So what should we do? Well, I love, again, back in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, says, how do you break complacency? Listen, and let us consider how we may spur one another on. That word spur is not a nice word. It means agitate, push, to incite. Let's figure out how we can incite one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Listen to this. What does he say? And do not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. They're complacent. They've already given up. They've just gone into the same old, same old. So I see three things in men's lives. Very scriptural, very biblical, but very practical. Number one, you want to break complacency? Do these three things immediately. Number one, push your boundaries spiritually. Push your boundaries spiritually. Look, you say, well, I'm uncomfortable praying for people or sharing the gospel or sharing my biblical opinion. Who cares? That's why you're complacent. Break the chain. Step out. Do something you've never done before. If you've got to go do it with a friend or with your pastor or some other spiritual person that you trust, fine, go do it. But push your boundaries. That's the only way you'll grow. That's the way you break complacency. Number two, ask others to be brutally honest about your life, your habits, your relationships, your health. Just ask people, hey, have you ever gone up to someone, literally, a good friend and say, hey, when am I the biggest dick? Tell me, and how should I act and respond instead of being that person that you just roll your eyes and go, oh, Garth, why? I'm lucky enough to have some friends who say that to me. Scott, if you're listening, thank you. Yeah, they just come up and say, look, don't use the word dick in your podcast. Maybe they'll say that. I don't know. But look, you need people that you can go up to and say, tell me the honest truth. Where are the areas in my life that need to be changed, pushed? I need some more goals. I need to be stretched. Maybe not even things that are bad, just things that are complacent. What are areas in my life I've become satisfied with? And then let's push the boundaries. Number three, try new things in all areas of your life. Try new things in your business. Maybe you've never gone in and asked your boss for a raise. Go do it. Maybe you've never told Martha down in a marketing that you really like her work, and sometimes you'd love to be asked ideas. Whatever it is, business, church, family, hobbies, diet, health, try new things. Stretch out. Understand that God has made this world incredibly colorful and diverse and unique and spontaneous. Don't live in a box. Step out and examine and explore all that God has given you and all that's available. Don't be complacent. It's more dangerous than being risky. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.